Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2019, and this is episode 240 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm very, very, very pleased you're here. The last time I put out an episode, I talked about data and what data being the crown jewels means today. I wanted to talk about that a bit more and why this matters to your customers so much. But I want to start with maybe a controversial premise. And that controversial premise is that data is overrated. We hear again and again and again how data is the biggest thing in the world, and it's critical, and it will be a moat for your business to prevent competitors from working with your customers more effectively. And that could be true. But I think that there's more to it than that. And I think the reason that is gets to the fundamental essence of data. So let's talk about this for a little bit. We're creating, we as people on the planet are creating about 2.5 exabytes of data every day. Now, 2.5 exabytes is 2.5 quintillion bytes of data. At least that's the last number I've seen from 2018. Now, that number's undoubtedly gone up even in just the last handful of months. But to think about how much data that is, an exabyte is 1,000 petabytes, which is 1,000 terabytes, which is 1,000 gigabytes. So we're talking about 2.5 billion, or 1,000,000,000 gigabytes of data being collected, being created and collected every single day. And that's a lot. To put this in some context, a gigabyte is about 3,000 books worth of data, right? So we're talking 2.5 billion times 3,000 books, which I don't know about you, I read a lot, but 3,000 times 2.5 billion books is a lot of books, probably more than I'm going to read the rest of this year. You know, maybe you will, I'm not sure. But the reality is that number keeps going up. If you think about just some of the data that are collected every day, you know, the sensors in your phone collect where you are from the GPS and the compass and the magnetometer in your phone. They collect whether you're moving or standing still, plus your phone's acceleration, its vibration, and its tilt due to the accelerometer sensor that's in your phone. You know, whether it's bright or it's dark, whether it's night or it's day, because they've got an ambient light sensor as well as a clock. They collect what you say because of the microphone, how much you walk because of the pedometer, the temperature and humidity because of the barometer, thermometer, and air humidity sensor, your heart rate because of the heart rate sensor, and your fingerprints and or what you look like because of the fingerprint sensor or the facial recognition software. So who you are, where you are, whether you're moving or standing still, what time of day it is, what you look like. I mean, that's insane. And that's before we get into the data that's collected, you know, from information brokers like Axiom and Epsilon and all those folks, which include things like your age, your gender, your education, your employment, your political views, your relationship status, how many children you have, if any, the purchases you've made, anybody you owe money to, how much money you make, your net worth, your vehicles, your properties. I mean, everybody knows everything about you. And everybody you're competing with has the ability to know everything about your customers. So, you know, when you're thinking about data, you can say, well, what can I use this data for? And I think that's the wrong question. I think a better question is, what couldn't you use this data for? What could you not do with this amount of data about your customers? And remember, that's before we get to any behaviors your customers have with your products, your services, your company, the transactions that they've had with you, their experiences with you. Now, obviously, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, Netflix, and others are the big players here. Again, that's if we're excluding data brokers, Axiom, Epsilon, all those folks. But you have an immense opportunity to understand enormous, enormous amounts about your customers, just like everybody else. And that's one of the reasons why I suggest that data is overrated. Not because you shouldn't collect data, and not because you shouldn't use the data you collect, but because this data is available to everybody. We live in a world today, our customers live in a world today, where companies and data brokers and internet service providers and social networks and search engines and browsers and their phone manufacturer and all of those folks collect everything. So it's not what data do you collect? It's not what data do you use? It's what do you want to do with it? What do you need to create a better experience for your customers? How will you use that data to create a better experience for your customers? Who has access to it to ensure you're protecting those crown jewels and ensuring you don't have any negative consequences for your customers? And of course, things like how do you comply with regulations such as GDPR or CCPA or any of those things? But the reality is, data is somewhat overrated, not because you don't need it, but because it's available to everyone. There's nothing you can't know about your customers. But the same is true for your competitors. There's nothing they can't know either. You're not going to win by collecting more data than anyone else. We already know that Google and Facebook and Amazon and Microsoft and Netflix and all of those other folks have already gotten way down the path in that regard. And the beauty of it is, you know, via advertising programs or things along those lines, they often will make that data available to you, or at least access to the right data sets to connect with the right customers. But you're not going to win by building a bigger data warehouse or a bigger data lake. You're going to win by collecting the right data and using that data to create the best experiences for your customers. You know, there have been an immense number of news stories, and I will link to these in the show notes, about all of the challenges and all of the struggles that Facebook is dealing with because they have really trampled all over any trust that any customer could have for the company. I think Facebook as an organization in the long run either needs to change or it's going to die, because they've lost enough trust, and they will continue to lose enough trust if they continue to behave this way, that no one will want to use them any longer. Probably. Right? I could easily be wrong on that. But it's really about, are you using data in a helpful way? Are you only asking your customers for the data necessary to create a better experience for them? And if you're going to collect the data, are you using it to create a better experience? Because otherwise, people will start to ask the question of, what do you need this for? So this is really about how you win in the long term. And the way you win is by using that data properly, using it to help. Julie Ask at Forrester Research always talks about this idea of think like Big Mother, not like Big Brother. Can you help the customer when you have access to this data? Are you using it in a way that makes their life better, not just collecting it because you can? So data is kind of overrated because there's nothing you can't know, but there's also nothing your competitors can't know. You're going to win not by collecting more data, but by collecting the right data and using it to create the right experiences. And if you do that, you should find that the crown jewels suddenly are worth a lot more to your business than just a big pile of data. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I'd like to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 240 while you're there. Also, you can click on the subscribe link while you're there in any of the episodes that you find to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. I'd also very much appreciate it if you could provide us a positive rating or review while you're there. It helps us in the rankings and it helps us grow. I'd also like to thank our sponsor. Thinks Out Loud is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment focuses on AI-driven content discovery and site search analytics to unlock revenue for your business. You can learn more about how to improve your content, increase your customer satisfaction, and make your search smarter by going to solosegment.com. I'd also remind you that you can find Thinks Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. And of course, you can email us here at the show by sending an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead, a great weekend, and I'll look forward to speaking with you here on Thinks Out Loud again next time. Until then, please be well, be safe, and of course, as ever, take care, everybody.